Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaiah 53:4. Let me read some other translations to you. The Leeser translation says, only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried. Goodspeed says, it was our pains that he bore, our sorrows that he carried. The Jewish translation says, surely our diseases he did bear, and our pains he carried. The New American translation says, it was our infirmities that he bore and our sufferings that he endured. The Amplified and the Knox says, we thought of him as someone punished by God, stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. Somebody say, punished by God. Smitten by God. Why would a person be punished by God? Sins, disobedience, breaking his laws, rebellion. Listen to verse 5. He's pierced for our transgressions. He's bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is on him. And by his bruise, there is healing to us. By the results of his beating, to us there's healing. Verse 6. All of us like sheep have wandered, each to his own way we have turned, and Jehovah has caused to meet on him the punishment of us all. The punishment for all your mistakes and failures would have been broken fellowship with God, your sins staying on you, broken peace, no confidence, having to go to hell when you die, but includes being sick and broken and defeated in this life. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the righteous judge should punish those who have sinned. And the punishment involves all these things. And that is justice. And it ought to be that way. Except. If somebody else will take it for you. If somebody else. See, God is the righteous judge of all the earth, and he knows what's fair and what is not. And he has set this up from the beginning that somebody else can take your place and pay it. And it's just as paid as if you paid it. Jesus took our place. And he took the punishment for all broken sin and broken covenant. He took the punishment, which included sickness. And it happened specifically, not on the cross. That happened later. It happened specifically when he was tied to this post and he was beaten. People could see the soldiers beating him. What they could not see was the spiritual blow. When Jesus in the garden sweat drops of water and blood and was in such an agony, was he recoiling over being beaten with the Romans' instrument and hung on the cross? If he was responding like that, it said that some of his followers after him acted with more bravery. I know you don't like to hear that, but you need to have your eyes open. There was so much more he was looking at. What was going to happen to him in spirit? When that was happening to his body, something else was happening in his spirit. Read this. Verse 10. Isaiah 53:10. It pleased the Lord To do what? Who bruised him?
The Lord.
By his bruise, and we say stripes, but really this is the same word that's translated bruise. Same word. By his bruise we are healed. Was it the bruises the Romans put on him? Mm-mm. Read it again. Who bruised him?
The Lord.
Who bruised him?
The Lord.
And this sounds strange. It pleased the Lord. How in the world could it please the Lord to bruise him? Because him who sees the end from the beginning could see your face. And my, oh, come on. And knew that his beloved son would be strong and would do it and would rise from the dead and would soon be at his right hand in glory. And he could see your face and he could see mine. Somebody said, and he was bearing our sins. He did, but not specifically on this verse, said he was bearing our sicknesses and carrying our pains. This has not been preached. It's been referred to. It's been alluded to. It's been ran over quickly. This, my friend, is Bible, and it's true, and he did it for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Say, surely.
Surely.
He took my sicknesses. He carried my pains. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Now, you, if you're paying close attention, that's the same word, grief. Same word. That the translators had a failing heart and wouldn't put it in. It is the Hebrew word for sickness. He has put him to sickness. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Listen to Young's literal translation. Jehovah has delighted to bruise him. He has made him sick. JPS translation says, it pleased the Lord to crush him by disease. Rotherhams says, he has laid on him sickness. Who did it? Who did it? See, I'm not trying to minimize this now. Being beaten was awful. Being nailed to a cross was awful. But that was not the half of what happened to him. That was the small part of what happened to him. What made him sweat drops of blood in the garden? What made him pray and say, If there's any way, Father, let this cup pass from me. And had to bring himself back to it and say, nevertheless, not my will. What? How many understand? Jesus is not weak. Jesus is strong. And he's looking at this and shaking his head. He's crying. He fell on the ground from being overcome with the pressure of it. Why? Because he's going to hang on that cross in a few hours. And all of the ugly, terrible, evil, and iniquity and sin of every man since Adam until the last man that's going to be born and live on the earth is going to converge on his sinless, spotless spirit. And he's not just going to empathize with it. He's going to become it. And when he becomes it, God is going to turn away his face from him. And he's going to be separated from the Father. Why do you think he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the full brunt of God's judgment is going to come on him. That's why he was crying and sweating blood and falling. But before he went to the cross, there was something else. He was tied to the scourging post. His clothes were ripped off. And he was beaten. He was beaten like a criminal who deserved to be beaten. But the Bible said Isaiah is not seeing Romans. Isaiah is seeing in the Spirit. Centuries before it happened. And what did he say he saw? God is bruising him. God is putting him to sickness. Oh, friends, get this in your mind. the Romans or the soldiers, whoever it was, with whatever they had. It's not really that important. Were hitting him. And hitting him. And when they were hitting him, it was causing wounds. It was causing bruises. It was causing... But what you could not see is God struck him with the core. Somebody said, for our sins. No, it's not what it said. It's not what it said. Struck him with the spiritual root of every disease and every sickness that mankind would ever know. So when the Romans were beating him, from the hand of the judgment of God was coming on his spirit, on his soul. The root. How many understand? You can take cancer cells and put them under a microscope. There's a life in them. There's a spiritual mobility in them. What's keeping them alive? What's making them grow? It's spiritual. There's a spiritual root and core and cause of every disease. You can't see it with a microscope. God laid that on him and beat him with that when the Romans beat him in the physical. And by that beating, here's the lie. The devil will say, well, yeah, you know, God can heal. And he loves you and all that, but you've messed up. You've missed God and you've missed his plan for your life and you've messed up so bad and you fell so bad. Exactly. That's why he was beaten. To say I can't be healed because I've messed up doesn't make sense. And yet it's one of the favorite lines of the enemy. Well, you've messed up. You've come short. You've failed, so you don't have a right. If you have messed up and deserve to be punished, including being broke and sick, that's why Jesus is there at the whipping post, taking your beating for you, taking your sickness for you, taking your disease, taking your spiritual beating for you, which is sickness and disease. Oh, can you see this or not? Don't let this get away from you. Meditate upon this. Talk it. Think it until it gets built up in your spirit. Because I'm telling you, the revelation of this will heal you. Will heal you where you sit. Just like a man can be born again right where he sits. Just by believing the word. This is the same Bible.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002H. That's R2002H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.